Welcome to the best of Q&A from the Content Kings here at Bro Talk Live. We hope you guys enjoy the summer and this collection of hilarious Q&As. If you don't already, follow us on IG at Bro Talk Live for the best coverage of the culture you will get anywhere. And also, we have a Twitter again. It is now at Bro Talk Live Pod. So refollow us on Twitter for that. Enjoy the best of Q&A.
We're brothers. We're happy and we're singing and we're colored. Give me a high five.
It's time for Q&A. This is the part of the show where we get to help our people. And we do love doing it as well because, you know, it's great to help people. Last night I was chilling with my girl and we started talking about hall passes. I said I would use a pass to sleep with Beyonce. She said she would use a pass to sleep with my cousin. I haven't said anything to her all day. Am I overreacting? Hell yeah.
No, see.
I mean,
you're not overreacting.
No, not only are you overreacting, you tried it by starting that whole hall pass nonsense. And now,
hold up. So you think he's overreacting?
I think he's not. I would be livid. Are you insane?
Well, see, no. Why would you try it? Like, why?
Because
would
if I name a celebrity, you know what I'm going to do. And you name celebrities too. Don't be sitting here trying to name real people, ho. I ain't named no damn real people. What's wrong with you?
Not only that's a real friend, but a relative. Like, you're going to see them this weekend at Memorial Day cookout.
I wouldn't even let you name Michael B. Jordan because he frequents Philly to shoot his little stupid movie. So you can't even say him.
Yeah. That's doesn't it?
Happening.
Yeah.
And they're going to be at the damn pool party, and you going to have a cousin out there in a swimsuit.
Wait, with his sausage out?
No, that relationship is over. She's done.
Good Lord. I don't understand what's wrong with people. Why the hell would you do that?
See, but like, you can't let stuff like this go, though. Like, when she said that, you should have asked questions. Why did you say that? What do you mean? Do you feel like that's appropriate? Like, you can't just not talk to someone. You got to go off a little bit.
Yeah, I would have went all the way off.
Completely off.
I'm going to address things in the moment. That's why. That's who I am as a person.
In the moment, you better believe it.
So I don't let moments pass me by. Like, I address things right then and there. So everybody knows I'm
going to preach.
She said, you're fine as cousin.
That's ridiculous. That's unacceptable.
Like, you need to know which cousin. Like, you need to get into details.
Draymond.
I'm not okay with that. That
really, she gave a name. He just didn't want to put it in the letter. That's all that was.
You know it.
He knows the name.
I'm gonna register with your cousin. Like, let's figure this out.
That nigga knows exactly.
And here's the thing. The reason he's so pissed is because she told him that at the wedding she liked a cousin.
You know she did. Nasty.
Oh, nasty.
All right. For any more questions, brotalklive.com/questions. Just a recommendation. Don't tell your significant other that you want to sleep with their cousin. It's not going to work out well. All right, time for just not time.
Not unless the cousin is an ex-con to put a laxative all in lemonade.
Or if you live in West Virginia and that cousin is your cousin too. I'm sorry for all our viewers from West Virginia. I apologize.
We ain't sorry.
My coworker and ex-coworker wanted to link up, catch up, so they scheduled a happy hour for the three of us. I really didn't want to go, but for the sake of the networking, I decided to stop by. I got caught up at work, so I showed up another hour after them. And when I showed up, they had already ordered drinks and appetizers for themselves and ordered more when I got there. I purposely ordered happy hour items this is about to be one of those, should I have to pay? Let me just read it.
I thought you read the questions already.
No, I didn't read this one. I'm sorry, I got caught up. Something happened. I purposely ordered happy hour items because my checks aren't cashing and I really didn't want to spend too much money. When the bill came, my coworker voluntarily covered the bill and told us to just Venmo her the money. When I asked how much I owe, she said she'd figure out the math later. Okay. I never seen the bill, which was a mistake. Come Monday morning, I made a request for her for $30. Girl, what? My purchase came out to $15 before tax and tip. So my total should be roughly $20. I don't think that this is a situation where we should be splitting the bill evenly, because I was not there the entire time, nor did I have any of their nasty ass appetizers. I often let things like this go, but I feel like this girl is using that good old privilege and trying to get over on me, play me like I'm dumb. So I called her out on this. Should I call her out on this or just pay the $10 and go on about my business? It's your money. Do what you want.
I don't know. I feel like you have to pay it because of the one line that you said. You asked her how much your bill is. That's where you messed up. Like, when you have a situation like this, you look at it like, okay, I will send you the $20. You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't say like, oh, how much is it? Because then think about it. This girl, when she was there, she ate the appetizers. She realized the appetizers wasn't on like the happy hour menu. And then like she got home and she's like, damn, I need gas. So she put gas in her car and stuff like that. And then when you text her on Monday, like, oh, how much I owe you? She said, oh yeah, you do owe me. I'm gonna have to charge you $30 because I need gas money now. So
yeah, you should have looked at the
receipt. You gotta pay it because you didn't look at the bill.
Or you should have just took
it. In some way, like, I feel like you really shouldn't have, like, that should have been handled in that moment. Like, can you just avoid her and just not give her anything?
You gotta give her some.
No, you don't, because they said networking too. You don't want to mess up a networking situation for $30 or $10.
Right.
But you won't catch me out with you again, though.
Catch me outside. How about that?
I remember this one time I went to dinner with Will Ty and one of their friends, right? No. And the bill came or whatever, and it was like the one person. First of all, we went to a restaurant, and the person's like, I'm not paying for anything. I just want to get water. I don't want to drink it. They complained the whole damn time. I'm just like, this will be the last, and it has been the last time.
Oh, this can't be the last time I ever saw Dexter.
Because I just couldn't do it. It was like, why do you hang out with people like this? People who get crazy when the bill comes, you can't be around me. Like, you can't. I can't do it. It just, it literally makes me itch.
Next question is, my child's father, child, and I visited my mother and stepfather recently. My child is potty trained and wanted to use grandma's potty. Grandma said that this was okay. After finishing on the toilet, my child opened on the top drawer of the dresser before I could catch up to her. Why? I have no idea, but she's a toddler and loves playing with my socks and stuff. She didn't find grandma's socks. She found the largest dildo I've ever seen and asked what it was. My mother's in her late 60s, right in that drawer, left me with many, many questions. I know I'll never ask her. So here's my question for you, though. Is it wrong for you to request that she lock this stuff away when we visit?
Yes. It's very wrong for you to request that. Mind your business.
Ugly. The largest. I wonder how large it was. That is amazing.
Jason, that's your thought?
I mean, to answer your question, I don't think that it's too much to ask grandma to lock up the dicks when the child's in the house. Because children don't need to see that. Like, there's a time and a place. In your bedroom is a place under the bed.
So if I went to your house, I'm allowed to just go through your drawers?
Right.
You're not allowed, but
so I can go. I can go through your bathroom cabinet and pull your dildo out. Like, I'm allowed to do this.
I gotta go. This is more than I can handle.
I'm not saying that you're not allowed to.
You didn't deny that you had a dildo.
Nasty Dax. You full of childish tonight.
But I wouldn't sit here and I wouldn't act like it's okay that my child could possibly touch a dick every time she goes to grandma's house. Like, something
you know what's not okay? Your nappy head child going through all of grandma's stuff.
Come on now.
Like, that's what's not okay. Grandma live by herself, okay? Look,
it would be more of a warning for me. It would be like, if you don't want the kid to see your dick, you might want to put it away.
No, here's the warning. Keep up with your child. That's the warning.
Grandma, keep up with your dick.
She did say something like, before I could catch up with her, like,
Why you letting up with yourself? Exactly. You need to keep up with your baby. Grandma live alone. Okay. And
got Godzilla in there with it. So shout out to her.
Grandma lives with stepfather, and grandma and stepfather are having fun doing what they gotta do.
Mind their business, okay?
Stepfather ain't doing nothing if grandma got a King Kong.
Like, stepfather, stepfather's name is Mr. Richard, aka Dick.
Mr. Richard. Let me tell you something. You better keep up with your baby and tell your baby to stay up out of my grandma's stuff, okay?
My 3-year-old daughter's best friend at daycare is a boy. They have been together since they were little babies and are inseparable. His family and some of the nursery staff have encouraged the idea that they are boyfriend and girlfriend. We went to his birthday party. Even his extended family said, "Oh, you're Sally's mom, his little girlfriend." I know this is fairly common in the way people talk about children, but it is something I think is creepy and weird. I've let it slide because my daughter refers to George as her best friend.
George.
Don't worry. It's rubbing off on her. But today she came home with a gift from him. A chocolate rose. Apparently, it was a big thing when he gave it to her.
Chocolate rose.
Thought it was so
George.
I'm at a loss of what to do, and I feel rude for not thanking his parents for sending a little gift. I'm torn between thinking I don't know if there's any way to react without being that parent. I don't see George's parents, but I do have his mom's number. Do I just ignore it, or is there anything I could do, or should I say?
Baby, let me tell you something. First is a chocolate rose, then your baby pregnant at 13. You better go on up. You better go on up to George and his mother and his daddy and let them babies know you ain't having it. Holiness is right in your house.
Especially if grandma's leaving dicks out in the drawers.
Leaving them around. That means your baby already know what's happening. No, man.
Are we seriously doing this?
Like, let me tell you something.
Come on.
I went and picked up my niece and this little boy give her a hug, told him something. You don't even hug her. I don't even want you to hug her. And if you do, I'm going to pop you and then I'm going to get your mother and pop your mother and your father.
Can't be threatening people's parents. What's wrong with you?
I think that that's like a natural part of growing up.
Seriously.
I don't think.
Yeah,
I think
when you're 13.
It totally
no, like, I, like these kids don't mean any harm. They don't know any of this stuff. Like, they do not know what they're doing. Like, it's fine. Like, people have to stop being so stupid. Like, you guys are not crazy. Like, what is this? Y'all need to get out of 2008.
So she shouldn't say nothing.
Call the people's parents and say thank you.
Call the people's parents and tell George to stop sending your little sunflower all them chocolate roses. You ain't for it. Case and point, period. Point blank, the end.
I just feel like we're
yeah, that feels real ghetto. I'm sorry. It just did. It feels real ghetto.
Like, I'm going to hate on these kids. Like,
she'll thank herself.
No, the thought process. When you say it out loud, it just feels
your
ghetto.
Your kids grow up ratchet and they're worse than anything that giving a chocolate roll could possibly do. Like, it's no, like, I think that is some of the most harmless behavior. That's not even a factor for me. I don't know why that's a thing.
That's why you're responsible for a marriage that's about to happen. That's why.
That chocolate roll was a statement.
You're responsible for a marriage that's about to take place.
Yeah, I guess so.
Next.
Here we go. 99
Come on.
I've actually never heard that song.
Me neither.
He don't go to church.
I am a psychologist. But I value your opinion, so I hope you can help me. My 4-year-old godson looks
99% black, but he is 50% white. I'm here.
Hold on. Dante. Why would they say that? 99% black.
First off, I love how they started off. I know you guys are not psychologists. You don't know what my degree is. Hello.
For that matter. Biological father is in prison. Oh, and has not been in the picture. We doubt he will ever be interested in his son. This boy is being raised in an all black environment, and I worry what will happen when he is older and starts asking questions about his father and his race. He also has several relatives who live in our town, and a few of them have been by to see him. Once he starts school, I believe he will find out the truth about his birth.
Why they act like he was born on like Mars or something like that?
Start explaining his mixed heritage now or wait until he is older? How do we approach the topic of his jailbird father?
Damn.
I'm worried about his emotional health. How he feels we have deceived him. Please give me some advice.
First of all, I don't
have kids yet, but I always think that it's good to start explaining who kids are as they raise them with the ideas of who they are. I don't see why that's a problem. I don't think there's an age where you should start doing that.
Yeah, but how are you raising them to who they are if you're not that?
What you gonna do? You just put posters of Christopher Columbus up on the wall? Who are we gonna do? Have Biggie on one side and Christopher Columbus and Hitler on the other side. What are we doing?
How are you black teaching somebody how to be white or what it means to be white?
What does that even mean? Even if you could teach them what it's like to be white, they wouldn't be able to reap the benefits because they look 99% black. So,
what is this 99%? What does that even mean?
They're probably trying to reap the dollars all and say that you're white, but no one's going to believe you, sis. So you might as well just chalk up. You're black.
You're going to live as what you look like, but it's still important to know who you are.
I disagree with that. I disagree with that. First of all, I want to apologize because when Ty was reading this, I just knew that the dad in jail was the black son. I just knew that was about to be the case. So I need to apologize for my ignorance on that. I should be ashamed of myself. And I'm glad it's not the case. But I don't know. I disagree with what you said. The color that you are physically is the color that you're going to be, because my nephew is half black and half white. And he looks whiter than he looks black, but he's going to be a black man. Gonna see to it, but it's kind of one of those things.
Gonna see to it.
I think as far as the father being in prison, I think you really have to get over that, because I feel like you have some issues with that. The fact that you even called him a jailbird and went into details about how he has no relationship with.
That's the god mom. You know she don't care.
So I just think you got to move. You got to release some of that a little bit. And then also, I think you just kind of have conversations of let them know that, you're mixed. Daddy's this and mommy's that. And they came together and they made you. Because that's what I do with my nephew all the time. And I feel like he needs to know that, I don't look like you. And there's a reason behind that. And this is the reason. Now, obviously, you can't teach this kid how to be black or how to be white or whatever. You just got to teach them how to live life the best way that they can.
Bill, who gonna be up on the black side on the wall if you hanging up pictures on the wall?
Barack Obama.
Black Jesus and Malcolm X.
Yeah, who will be on the white side?
Nobody.
Now you guys are so racist.
Tom Cruise and Donald Trump.
Tom Cruise with that middle tooth and Donald Trump.
It ain't even gonna be a picture of Tom Cruise. It's gonna be the Church of Scientology and the Make America Great Again hat.
No, it's gonna be Tom Cruise jumping on Oprah's couch.
I'm the white guy living near a black barbershop. This shop does a brisk business, and so far I can tell, walking by twice a day on my commute to work, 100% of a client in barbers are black. What's the right way to find out if A, I'd be welcome in the shop, and B, they can cut white hair well?
White hair.
Here's the thing. This is a real thing. And I have like my barber is black, and he's told me before that like there's white guys that will come in there and they just ask, like they'll say, like, you know, like, do you cut, like can you cut white hair? Because like, it's different. Obviously it's a different texture and there's like different things.
Yeah, you use scissors. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it depends on like what the person's getting. You can use clippers too, but it just comes down to a point where it's like, one, do you feel comfortable letting these guys cut your hair? Because I don't know what brisk business means. I'm not really sure what that means.
I never heard that before.
But like, one, like you have to know, you have to be comfortable with yourself. Like, are you comfortable going in there? One, and then two, like ask them, like, you know, like, could you take care of me or whatever? And then like, you'll give it a whirl. Once they give you it once, you'll decide like, you guys are terrible or you guys can keep cutting my hair. You know what I mean? Like, and I wouldn't feel self-conscious about it or make a big deal out of it. I would just go in and ask him to cut my hair.
Get a salad with raisins in it.
I lived in an area where the closest barbershop was a business called Hair Cuttery.
Oh, yeah. We know Hair Cuttery. It's kind of like Supercuts.
Yeah, very, very famous haircut place. And, I mean, I wouldn't go in there.
Hell no. What the hell would I go in there for?
First of all, Hair Cuttery is like $60 for a haircut.
The haircut there is not, has nothing to do with race. If that were the only barbershop around and, like, I lived in that area, I mean, I might go in there and check it out and see. And ask some questions. So I think you can definitely do that. But I mean, if not, it's there's no harm in going to a spot. I think he means that the barbershop, they might be quick or something. I don't know what that means.
Then that's not a black barbershop.
Go ahead. Okay. Because I was about to give advice.
Like, what you really need to do, don't worry about if they can cut your hair. Worry about if they take breaks while they're cutting your hair and take lunch.
Then you know they're good.
A little bit of stuff on the side while they're cutting your hair. That's what you need to go ask them.
And their hair is stirring all kinds of foolishness. I mean, the foolishness of the barbershop is so funny. Like, you can try to be bougie and stuck up, but you always have to go back to the barbershop to get your hair cut. So you can only go but so far with being like that person. Like, unless you get one of those people to fly your barber out. Other than that, like, you have to go to the barbershop and you got to be ready.
Or learn how to cut your own hair.
But I mean, I hear people cut their own hair and I'm always like, it's cut, but it's never sharp. You know what I mean? So like, just go to the barbershop.
I cut my own hair. Damn.
I wasn't talking about you. Like... I wasn't talking about you.
I cut my own hair. Damn.
Sorry. Your hair looks sharp.
Go ahead, Bill.
So here's my advice. You need to carve out a Saturday, as in carve out. If it's a real black barbershop, you need to take one day off and walk
a full day off work.
You need a full day off work.
Appointment that they won't be ready for.
That they ain't gonna be ready for. Walk in there now. Here's the test.
So if you don't think they got an app, they don't got no app.
Don't go to the.
They have an app, but they're not gonna go by. Nah,
barbershop. Right. I'm in there. Cutting some, ain't nobody got no prayer rugs out. You need to walk on out of there. Barbershop is gonna cut your hair right.
You said if ain't no prayer cloths, they can't. You said don't get your hair cut there.
Don't even.
I would say there just has to be some type of sports memorabilia, and then you're good to go.
You got had that little chart with all the all 30 of them little haircut fades.
Yes. And you have to have like illegal cable going with BET or something like that playing too.
Is this and a bootleg man walking in the door with some DVD.
You have to make a decision because once you pick a barber at that shop, you're stuck with that barber.
And you got to keep going to that.
Right. Move around. So you have to really sit back and watch.
You got to watch. That's why you need to carve out a Saturday.
Or know somebody who's gotten
sit a haircut. Watch.
Because if you sit and then you look like, damn, he's a better barber than him. After that guy's already cut your hair, it's too late. You got to go somewhere else.
And be careful because you don't want to go in there and sit down and then just jump in the first chair that opens up. Because like Ty said, you got to watch them. The ones who are quick.
That's right.
They might be quick or they might be open because nobody's going.
If you're a barber, if you sit there for 4 hours, they'll ignore you for 4 hours. Like until you say. Until you say like something like, I'm here to get a cut. Who's next? How many you got? Like, they're not going to acknowledge the fact that you're sitting there. That one person that says, oh, you here for a cut? Like, tell them no and leave.
Jesus. That's the rules of the Black Barbershop. So, yeah, so go there, write a letter, whatever you have to do. Introduce yourself. Let them know that you're here in the neighborhood and that you will be applying to be a customer of theirs, and let them do their work.
This is interesting. Quick question. If either of you invited someone to a wedding without a plus one, but the person who was invited offered to cover the cost of the plus one, would you let them bring a plus one?
No. I think it's rude of you to ask me that, to be honest with you.
Why?
If you know somebody invites you to a wedding, right? That means they've accounted for you. If they didn't give you a plus one, or if they gave you a plus one, or if they've accounted for you, they put money out for this. Like, there's a table setting. There are things that go into this. There's a reason that you were invited. It could be money. It could be because I don't know this person. Whatever the case may be, the person wasn't invited, so maybe I don't want them there. Whatever. For you to come to me and be like, "Oh, I'll give you money to put this person on there." Like, no. Like, that is like, things are planned out accordingly. And if everybody had this same mindset that you have, it'll be somebody else's wedding, because everybody's going to bring a plus one because they can pay for it. No, absolutely not. Don't ask me no questions like that.
First of all, I'm like, all right, go ahead and Venmo me the money. But once you see how much money I pay per plate, you're not going to believe it, and that we're going to be fighting. And then you'll be writing in the bro talk saying, "Oh, should I pay this money that you owe me?" So I'm not doing that. Like, if I don't give you a plus one, I'm just not going to give you a plus one. Because you're right, it's not always just about the money. Sometimes it's seating arrangements, things like that you have already that, I don't know. It's just no.
But I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with asking. If you don't ask, how will you know?
But you're assuming that the reason I'm not letting you bring a plus one is because I don't have the money. But that might not always be the reason.
No, but someone asked to come to my way and they said, "Hey, can I bring someone with me?
I think it was like
a family minute saying, "I'm willing to pay." And they were like, "How much is it?" And we told them it was like $150. And they was like, "All right, cool." And they paid it. And that was fine.
I just think that's rude to ask.
They asked very early, though. Like, they asked when we first sent out
the invitation. In general, I think that's rude to ask. I just think that's just not appropriate to ask somebody. Like, they weren't invited. Like, you're there to celebrate me. Why do you need somebody else?
But there may be room. Like, they just...
They would have done what I did and just insisted you bring a plus one and, like, absolutely refused and protest.
Could have. I just think you never know until you ask, and there's nothing wrong with at least seeing whether or not...
Maybe that is polite, though, now I think about it, because a person did that to me, they didn't offer to pay. They just like kept asking until...
Okay, I'll let you guys know this. When I do get married, if you don't get a plus one, and you ask me, "Can you have one?" The answer is no, and you will not.
Let me tell you something.
He's not... I don't think he's talking about us, Jason. I think he's talking about the people, because clearly we're married, so you wouldn't be able to do that. And have a...
No, I'm just saying in general. For me,
he's talking about the viewers, not us. Okay, like, clearly we have plus one. Okay.
Yeah.
Jason's like, gonna have, like, you weren't given a plus one, don't ask me for one.
Jason's gonna have like plus five by the time Desk is married.
Thanks for checking out and subscribing to the Bro Talk Live podcast. Now, if you're interested in advertising on the show, hit us up on our Contact Us page on brotalklive.com. If you like the show, leave us a rating on iTunes or the Google Play Store. But most of all, enjoy the show.